Hey guys, welcome back to Fireside Chats. This week we're going to be talking about the fourth branch of government that doesn't get recognized as the official branch of government, which is still really important, which is the media. And the media affects our lives in a whole bunch of ways. We know that things are being sold to us when there's advertisements, but we forget that there's things being sold to us when we're reading newspaper articles and when we're watching the news and things like that. A recent study just came out that showed that younger folks are actually better at deciphering fact from fiction than older folks, because they're not getting their information from the TV anymore. So we can sort of thank the internet for that and thank the research skills of millennials because the internet's taught us to look things up and we have an easier way to look things up than ever before. You literally have a library in your pocket now, and most of us have the skills to use that. And the thing about the media is that just like every other branch of government, it's made up of a lot of different people acting on different interests and acting on different belief systems and interacting with each other and interacting with the system of government that they have. And the media is our accountability system. So it's actually really, really important that the media continues to have complete free speech, that the emphasis is on truth, evidence, and those sorts of things. Because the media is the one that's supposed to check our government. But the media still has to interact with that government. And they're under siege right now, they're under assault right now, so I'm gonna give them a little bit less shit than the rest of the branches of government. But you do need to pay attention to who the media talks about and how they talk about them. And when and where and why. Because there's only so much that they can cover. There's about a million things going on, and there's only so much that they can cover, and they choose what to cover and they choose what not to cover. And it's the media has been both a very powerful force for good and a very powerful force for negative. And what it really depends on is whether or not our journalists are brave enough to do their jobs. And we need to help them be brave enough to do their job. And their job is to tell the truth. And that's really hard to do because it's really hard to get to what the truth is. The truth, as best as we can tell it, is their real job. But obviously, there's been some really serious assaults in the media that did not start with Trump. They've been going on for a long time, ever since the media had to monetize in a different way than the old sort of newspaper format. Things have changed dramatically with the media, and so it's really, really important to remember that the media, the news at least, is supposed to be fact-based. It's not supposed to be an opinion. We've turned politics into a form of entertainment where you can watch 8 hours of people having the same debate over and over again. And I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how well educated you are, I don't care how much money you have or don't have or whatever. If you sit there and watch the same thing for 8 hours every day, it's going to be really, really hard for you to decipher. And it's a lot of yelling and it's a lot of this side versus that side. And just as a reminder, there are no two sides in America. There's at least 300 million, probably more, right? Because different people have different stories to tell on different days. And so the world is way more complex than the two sides. And there's many sides. And so the important thing is that you understand that the media itself gets its money from somewhere, that it is in fact, held to whoever's paying them. So as per the usual, follow the money. There's been some things in the news too that I wanted to talk about that just relate to free speech. There were attacks on houses of worship this last week, two different attacks. There was a synagogue attack and there was a Black Baptist church attack in the South. That's heinous and it shouldn't be happening in America. And fortunately, it seems that the law enforcement is starting to take that issue very seriously. But I need to remind you that this is exactly why the First Amendment exists. It exists to protect the media. It also exists to protect people and their freedom of expression. And so we need to remember that it's not actually our job to tell people how to live their lives as long as they don't infringe on the rights of others. It's just simply our job to help people be their freest, best selves. And the media needs our support right now. But they also still need to do their jobs and be the brave ones to stand up and say what needs to be said, and to pay very close attention to what the dominant narrative is. And the dominant narrative is whatever most gets sold. And you can see the dominant narrative in your feed. You can see the dominant narrative in your news, what gets played and what doesn't. There's certain people that get voices and microphones, and there's other people that don't. It's whatever feeds into the dominant narrative is what's most they're most likely to talk about. So pay close attention to that and hold the media accountable. Ask which stories they're telling and how they're telling them, because that actually is their fucking job, and everyone needs to do their fucking job in this country. All right, that's all for now. Talk to you next week.